From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. The No Child Left Behind law requires that schools improve their test scores, and each year that a school fails to meet its goals, it's subject to progressively tougher measures. But what about schools that still can't get kids to read and write 4, 5, and 6 years into the process? Sarah Hewlett of Michigan Radio visited one of those schools in Benton Harbor, Michigan, where a new principal may be the school's last best hope.
340 sixth, seventh, and eighth graders are getting ready to start their day at Hull Middle School. Only one in five of these kids is proficient in math, only one in four in language arts. Freddie McGee patrols the hallways with a red bullhorn.
Hey, look. Hey, you have less than 30 seconds to get to class or the lunchroom.
McGee doesn't tolerate students loitering in the halls when they're supposed to be in class. And there's one other thing that drives him crazy.
Sam, pull your pants up, man. Sam, that's the fifth time I've been saying that today with you.
Sagging pants is a violation of the dress code at Hull and requires constant vigilance by the principal.
Where your belt? You got a belt at home? I want to see that belt one.
McGee is 34 years old, and he's only been on the job for a few months. But teachers say he's already made a huge difference compared with last year.
It was just a survival mode for all those teachers.
Dustin Slavensky teaches the eighth grade. She says before McGee's arrival, substitute teachers wouldn't even show up if they were assigned to this school.
I mean, if I was a sub in the district, I wouldn't sub here. One time when I was gone and another teacher was gone in our eighth grade wing, we had another sub, a long-term sub in our social studies class, and they would pile desks up and run across them. They were throwing books up, tearing them, throwing them out the window.
Mark Ravlin is one of a host of consultants, coaches, and experts who've been called in to pull this school out of failure.
Kids will say the building feels safer. Kids will say there's more fun here now. Kids are much more ready to tell you who your favorite teacher is. A year ago, this was a different building.
Still, Ravlin says it's difficult to say how those changes will translate to the bottom line. Higher test scores. The new principal knows that won't happen overnight. McGee's hoping to get the school to what's called safe harbor status. That's a provision in the law that protects schools that make some progress but still fall below state targets. But he believes there's a bigger issue at stake here. Beyond test scores, he's got to change these kids' attitudes about school.
One young man told me, I ain't about to be a Poindexter around here. I can't get A's and B's because I won't be accepted anymore.
McGee says he wants to make it cool to be smart.
With that,
today, he summoned a group of eighth graders to the cafeteria before they leave on a field trip to a nearby university.
Everybody in here is going to college. I do not believe in that cliche that college is not for everybody. Everybody in this gym right now is going to college.
Before he sends them off, he pulls up a pair of students to lead the school's pledge. These students will go on to high school next year, and McGee will be the cheerleader for a new crop of eighth graders. That's assuming the school makes enough progress to avoid getting shut down by the state, a step Michigan superintendent says he's considering for schools like Hull that fail year after year. McGee says these kids are so far behind, his first priority has to be making the school a place where kids can learn without distractions. And he says he plans to stay for as long as it takes to do that.
As long as the Lord keeps me here. This is my hometown, so I don't have any plans of leaving.
Or of giving up his bullhorn. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hewlett.
Who's that? No, that's not. I'm not walking down with your shirt out like that.
Every weekend on this program, we assign our own bit of homework to you, our listeners. Today, we're looking for your stories about school principals, ones you've loved or hated, ones who made you stand with a book on your head, or ones who inspired you to make something of yourself. Send them to homework@npr.org or leave a voicemail message on the homework hotline at 202-408-5183. We'll read from them next Saturday. Today, we read from last weekend's assignment. We asked you for your dinner time disaster stories, and you served them up.